all of a sudden we hit some turbulence, you know, and the airplane was shaking. We were beginning to get worried. I said, now don't worry, there's nothing to worry about,
just quiet and bang.
Okay, is there anything else that I might say? If I wanted you not to worry, or if I wanted you to calm down, I might tell you just to what?
Just calm down and don't worry about it.
What is a word that means that you just didn't get enough sleep, or you worked too hard, or you're just really exhausted? You might say, I'm really, what? Just, I want to sit down and rest because I'm so... I'm okay. Are there any other words?
Well, I'm so tired.
All right, I might say, boy, he's really, he's just all...
Tired.
If a person suddenly had to go in the hospital, I might say, well, just all of a sudden she
was taken.
Okay, if I want to talk about the fact that she caught this illness, I might say, well, just for no reason, she all of a sudden she became ill. That's what I want. No, but now what's another way you could say it? Or became ill?
She just got sick all at once.
Okay. If a person ran around outside in the cold with his shoes off, and then he started coughing and sneezing, you might say he what?
He got that from being out barefoot.
Okay, what did he do though? What did he get? He
did cold. Took cold.
Okay, that's good. If he did this, he might not be able to talk plain like I am. And so you might say that he was what?
Had laryngitis.
He was hoarse as he could do.
Okay. A word that's similar to sneeze, except instead of the sneeze, you might
call.
Alright. Now we're talking about taking medicine. You know? And I might say, I just really don't like to blank medicine. I don't like
to blank.
But yesterday I blanked some medicine.
Yesterday I took medicine.
And I have blanked medicine for the past 3 weeks.
I took medicine for the past 3 weeks.
Okay. If I couldn't hear plain, you might say that I was what?
Hard to hear.
Another word for that is?
Deaf.
Okay. I'd worked really hard and out in the hot sun and a lot of water came on my forehead, you might say that I was really what?
Perspiring or sweat.
Which one would you say?
Well, I guess it'd be sweat.
Sweat. If you put water on the stove and it turned on the stove and it started bubbling, what would you call it?
Boiling.
Okay. Also, a boil might be a kind of sore.
Yeah.
Right? And so the stuff that might be in that sore, called what? White
pus.
Now, if I had a sore on my knee something, and it got infected and everything, it might cause my knee to get bigger. You might say that my knee had
infected.
Okay, what my knee did?
Swollen.
Okay, so I might say after the wasp stings you, your hand will blank up.
Swell up.
Right? And a wasp stung me and my hand really blanked up.
Really swollen up.
Right? And it was blank for several days.
It was swollen for several days.
Alright. If I were in a war and someone shot me, I might say that I had received the place on my body that was hurt would be my
wound.